What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Bits, Bytes, and Body Slams. This is your WWE podcast. I got my water next to me here, just off camera, because today is a very, very big episode. This is our second ever pay-per-view episode. If you're new to the podcast, you're like, what's a pay-per-view episode? Well, the pay-per-view episode will be a little bit longer than the normal episodes, just like the pay-per-views in WWE are longer than, you know, Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. We're going to be having two segments that aren't usually in the whole order of the usual stuff. And they are, let me get the exact name for you guys so I don't say the wrong thing. Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game, where I compare what I think is going to happen at the next pay-per-view, which is for this week, Extreme Rules, as well as a pay-per-view segment this week by the name of Extreme Rules. Just a quick note here, guys. I'm kind of adding this in because I kind of forgot to say it already. On screen, for anyone watching the video version of the podcast, kind of in front of where my games are, will be a playthrough of all the matches happening this Sunday at, or tomorrow, or depends on watching this Sunday at Extreme Rules. The reason why it's playing through throughout the whole video is because last time, in the pay-per-view podcast, I didn't really have much time to show gameplay when I got to the Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game portion of the podcast. So by putting it here throughout the whole video, you can be seeing all the different matches. It will be fastened up a little bit just to get through them all. But please enjoy. They are there for your enjoyment. And they will be staying there until the end of Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game. With that being said, let's get back to the podcast. Now, I have a lot of paper and I printed them double-sided by accident. So that's always fun. But this is the 8th ever episode. We've been doing this for 2 months. I find that hard to believe, and I'm the one doing it. It's crazy, I know. If you didn't know, we cover all WWE video game stuff, as well as some stuff that's happening in terms of the WWE pay-per-views, which again, I'll get to a little bit later on in today's podcast. And this podcast, in case you didn't know, is both audio and video. Audio version, available pretty much wherever you get your audio versions of podcasts, and the video version at youtube.com/DeanB. A podcast uploaded every Sunday at 11 a.m. roughly, sometimes a little bit before, sometimes a little bit after, but it's aimed to be at 11 a.m. every Sunday. That's 9 a.m. in Perth, 7:30 a.m. in New Delhi, 2 a.m. in London, 9 p.m. in New York on the Saturday, and 6 p.m. in LA on the Saturday. Now this episode, just like last couple, brought to you with the help of twitch.tv/Kofi and twitch.tv/Snowbike. Snowbike Mike. I don't know why I stuffed that up. Definitely check out both Kofi and Snowbike Mike and their Twitch channels in the links below for your convenience. They do variety streams, very chill guys. Snowbike Mike has two pugs, and that's always fun as well. Before we get into the opening segment, which this week isn't Talking Raw, I don't even have Talking Raw on this piece of paper right now because I have so much other stuff to talk about. Let's first talk about the elephant in the room. I now have in front of me, I used to only have, if you're an audio listener, I always had 2K18 to 2K14 in front of me in terms of the video games, the cases, as well as WCW Revenge and WWF Warzone for the Nintendo Switch, the Nintendo 64. But now I went to a store and for very cheap, I got WWE 13, SmackDown vs. Raw 2009, I think? 2008. And SmackDown Shut Your Mouth. So some very old games there. I got them for very cheap. I think one of them was like $1.50. Because like I said in one of the earliest podcasts, I want to expand my WWE collection to what it once was, and that's by buying the old games. So, with that out the way, let's get into the opening segment of this week, the real deal, Titus O'Neil. I may have forgotten what the real deal, Titus O'Neil, this segment's called, but what the segment is where I go through all the official, released, announced WWE video game news, all for WWE 2K19, at least for this year. There's a couple of things happening. First of all, A bit of sad news. WWE 2K19 is not coming to the Nintendo Switch console. I'll tell you what the WWE Games and 2K said, and then I'll tell you how I feel about it. So, WWE Games has confirmed with a quote, WWE 2K19 will not be available on Nintendo Switch. 2K is focused on making the best possible experience for WWE 2K fans and will continue evaluating all opportunities to deliver the franchise across additional platforms. Personally, I'm not happy. Now, they haven't said that they're gonna stop doing it completely, which is great. They're saying they're evaluating all opportunities to deliver the franchise across additional platforms. So right now, for 2K19, we're going to have it on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC day one, which is new. I wish they would... Look, they tried with 2K18. We know, as fans of the franchise, how bad it was on Nintendo Switch. I didn't buy it. I was going to buy it, and then I'm like, oh, let me look at some reviews and some videos on it, like, to evaluate my purchase. Lucky I didn't buy it. It's pretty terrible with what... with the. It's as if they said, okay, here's our game. Let's get two guys on it to port over to Switch. Two guys in the studio did it, and then no one checked it, and they just brought it out. Like, it was a very unpolished, unfinished game. With that said, they've had a year since then, in my opinion, to get things right. They don't need to add every feature like the new one, like the PS4 or Xbox One version has. But I would have liked to see a version of it come to Switch. Now, this could mean that they're taking this year off, just like, you know, other games have in the past. Assassin's Creed, for instance, one of the latest ones I've done it. Take a year off to get things right, do things correct for the next game. So WWE 2K20 could come out on Switch and be a hit and be flawless. Whether or not that's the case, we're going to have to, just wait and find out. I am a little bit saddened by the news. As I said, I'm not really happy about it. However, I didn't buy it on the Switch to begin with, so I'm not like I'm missing out this year. I'm just, you know, we're still in this weird place where 2K, you know, just struggling a little bit to get things right. NBA 2K18 on the Switch ran okay. Gameplay-wise, it's fine. Cutscene and story-wise, it wasn't as good. But they still, you know, they were still able to do it, so... Well, I guess we just have to see now for 2K20 and what happens with that. But in other news, give me a second here. Let me get my whiteboard up for anyone who was here last week. I predicted, and when I said I predicted, I did, you know, obviously I do research on these, you know, things every week, but I didn't realize it was going to happen this week. I'm going to put a little tick here because I predicted, and it has come true, Ronda Rousey pre-order bonus number 2 for 2K19, and that goes up on the wall behind me. It has been ticked off. Hopefully you can see that if you're a video watcher of the podcast. So she has been confirmed. They 2K Games tweeted and kind of like hyped people up, saying, oh, you know, I think you guys should watch Raw this week. That's when the trailer dropped. It was actually a really nice trailer. It had some voiceover from, I believe it was in 2015, Roddy Piper's podcast, where he had Ronda Rousey on there, and it kind of had that playing in the background. I looked at comment sections of a bunch of different places, and everyone was like, this trailer alone is making me pre-order this game, which I think is really, really cool. I personally am going to go pre-order this game very shortly. I'm actually going to cancel my pre-order for Red Dead Redemption 2 for this game, mainly because the Red Dead Redemption edition of the game I was getting, I don't really need any of the stuff. I'll most likely get like the edition lower or even lower than that, like just depending. That's a, you know, a podcast for a different day. But yeah, I'm definitely pre-ordering this for Ronda Rousey, for Rey Mysterio. And then we have some stuff in Here Comes the Rumors, which I'll get to in a second here, about someone else that may be playable either as additional content or on the game itself, like as a pre-order bonus or as the game itself. But overall, I'm pretty happy to see Ronda Rousey in the game, as I predicted, on the board. Anyway, with that out of the way, let's get into Here Comes the rumors. Here comes the rumors is where I go through the deep parts of the internet to get all the rumors and speculations come to you guys here in the podcast. First things first, the first bit of rumors we have is about showcase mode. Now, if you didn't know what showcase mode, it's basically we play a series of kind of matches that have these kind of timepieces before them, these little shots, and they kind of go through the story of either a person or an event. For instance, we had the, I thought it was like the Legends of WrestleMania kind of one a few years ago. We had kind of all big matches from WrestleMania. Apparently this year, a tweet from WrestleVotes, I believe it was, talked about a showcase mode with Daniel Bryan, surrounding just Daniel Bryan. Now, I thought it was interesting because, again, Daniel Bryan's not the cover star. He could be, you know, he could be, there could be something extra. You know, we still have the collector's edition. We have nothing, like, we know nothing about. I would like to see Daniel Bryan be, you know, I predicted him to be on the cover of the game. He's not on the cover. But a showcase mode surrounding Daniel Bryan could be interesting. At first, I was like, I know Daniel Bryan's the big superstar he is, but how many big matches has he had? And then I went back and looked at, like, the top matches you should watch for Daniel Bryan, and there are a lot out there. And these, I listed some here of what matches could happen in the game, and I have, again, a few things here. So first of all, WrestleMania 30, where he had two matches, first against Triple H to get into the main event, to verse Randy Orton and Batista, where he won the World Heavyweight Championship. The whole Team Hell No, like the original, when it first happened, Team Hell No could be in there. The Yes Movement as a whole, where it started, how it started, where it is now, that could be played out through there as well. Money in the Bank, when he won the Money in the Bank match and eventually cashed in on the Big Show, that could be in there. That could be really fun. Even some smaller things, you know, having a big match against John Cena, joining the Wyatt family, in case you guys forgot that happened, winning the Royal Rumble. Did he win the Royal Rumble? I think he won the Royal Rumble. I put Royal Rumble. I can't remember. Did they ever win the Royal Rumble? I don't remember. I honestly, my mind's blank. I think he won the Royal Rumble. Let me know. Comment section down below or tweet me if Daniel Bryan won the Royal Rumble. I'll probably check it, you know, later on. So some other ideas that I had, in case they didn't want to go with the Daniel Bryan idea, I had two written down. The first was to do with the pre-order bonus Rey Mysterio. Now, I could see a very, the underdog story, David versus Goliath battles that Rey Mysterio has gone through, winning the Royal Rumble, being the one of the longest lasting superstars in the Rumble. All the times that he has been told that he can't do something, and he's come out and done it as a superstar, that could be really cool to kind of go through as well. The other one was the Undertaker's legacy. We have seen Undertaker mode before in the games, but having all the big matches of the Undertaker once again could be pretty cool, in my opinion. Now, we also have one little bit of news. This is via Macho T. He put a tweet out by Ryan Satan from Pro Wrestling Sheet, which says, and I quote, "I've heard Piper will be a playable character this year as well." Very short tweet, basically saying that Rowdy Roddy Piper may also be playable in 2K19. I don't think we've seen Piper in the game since what I have here is 2K16. I couldn't find him in any other games after 2K16. So it could be fun to see him in the game, especially with Ronda Rousey in the game this year as well. So having them two, you know, you can team them up and do whatever you may want to do there. That could be pretty cool. With that being said, that is all of the rumors we have. Now let's go on to our pay-per-view segment, our first pay-per-view segment, Extreme Rules. The pay-per-view segment, and this one, Extreme Rules, is where I create a topic surrounding the name of a certain pay-per-view. For Extreme Rules, I'm throwing the rules out the window and going very extreme by kind of writing all the weapons that either aren't popular in the game or that haven't been in the game for a while to be added into 2K19. So basically writing a few different things which I think could be, you know, really fun. So first of all, I think we should see a return or a regathering of weapons such as the police baton or the shillelagh, you know, that used to be used by Finley. We have seen, like, the shillelagh in the games before, but they weren't that popular. Like, it'd be fun. Like, imagine you have, like, a, you know, your, the Raw is in, like, Northern Ireland or something, or in Ireland 1 year, or 1 week, because I'm pretty sure they have filmed it before, and a crowd member has a shillelagh, like, and it's holding it out. It could be fun to see that in the next game. You know, because there's smaller islands that aren't so breakable, you know, you can smack around. We're kind of missing that in the games lately. Another thing, which I haven't written down, which I just thought about, is why don't the crowd members do like they used to do and hand you weapons? Now, I know this doesn't happen in WWE these days, but it used to happen in like ECW and stuff like that. So if you were to use like an ECW arena, I would love to see the crowd members handing you over popcorn buckets that you can chuck at your opponent, handing you over a weapon like a kendo stick, stuff like that. We haven't seen it in a while. Just a small little thing. It doesn't need to be in the game. We're not going to miss it at all. We're not going to want it if it's not there. Just something I quickly thought about there. The next thing I have here is thumbtacks. We saw this in one of the years, I believe, a while ago. But how cool would it be? Especially with the physics and the quality of the games we have. These, like now, a superstar goes under the ring, grabs that bag of thumbtacks, lays them out in the ring, Batista bomb on there, choke slam your opponent on them, everything. And those, you will see the thumbtacks in the back of the other superstar for the rest of the match. I think that could be pretty cool. And shouldn't be too hard to do. 2K for listening, that one's for free. Other stuff would be like a guitar, especially with Elias. I don't know. Apparently, you may be able to use his guitar. I personally haven't done it, but I've watched videos of people have done it and stuff. I don't know if they actually do it or if it's mods in the PC, but it confuses me sometimes. I'm not going to lie. But other things is like crutches, which I'm pretty sure used to be in the game. I don't know if they are anymore. I would love to see a fire extinguisher. So you have like your opponent, like you grab their fire extinguisher, you can spray at them, it covers them in like the white dust, and then you can smack them over their head with it, and then it covers in this dust that slowly fades away throughout the match. I think that could be pretty cool. I also have here stacking tables, which apparently is a thing. Two things. I've never done this before, and I've never tried to do this before. Apparently you can stack tables. I think 2K at least need to talk about how easy it is, or talk about how to do it, because as a fan of, you can see in front of me, a lot of different games, or you may not actually be able to see in front of me, I have a lot of different games, I would expect to know how to do it, or know that I could do it. Apparently you can, I never done it before. Stacking tables, and finally, this isn't a weapon, but this is a game mode, staying with the kind of extreme rules. Please, 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 how good would it be if we have War Games, the Two Rings, Steel Cage, in this year's game? It may happen. We had a War Games in NXT. I could see it happening. Anyway, with that out the way, let's get into Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game. Just like last time, Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game is where I go through each and every match happening at this year's pay-per-view, or this month's pay-per-view, this one being Extreme Rules. And as you can see on screen, it should still be playing. I do CPU versus CPU, all computer, you know, controlled characters versus each other in 2K18, the newest game right now. And that plays out all the matches that happen. And then I go through and I will add it onto screen right now, the title card. I'll go through each match and talk about who I think is going to win, talk about who the game, predicted to win. And then next week, we'll go through Wrestling Brain versus Wrestling Game, the aftermath, and we'll see, you know, who was right, who was wrong. The score is on screen as well. I'm 1-0 against the game. So far, I'm winning, which is pretty cool. All right. Well, with all that out of the way, the first match on the kickoff show is A New Day versus Sanity. Now, the New Day versus Sanity is going to be a fun match. Now, the real version, the match that's going to happen at Extreme Rules, they need to put one person through a table from each team. In the game, it was elimination style, so it's a bit longer of a match. I predict that Sanity will win this Sunday, and the game predicts that Sanity will win as well. Just because Sanity are newer on the roster, and the New Day have no reason to win, I think Sanity, again, being new, need that kind of win under their belt. Now we go over to some of the main matches happening at the card. Oh, this one's going to be a fun match. Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. Now, I personally believe this is going to end in a no contest. I don't have anyone win this match. The game predicts that Bobby Lashley would take out the victory, which could be freaking big for Bobby Lashley. But I reckon no contest. No one's going to win. That's my opinion. Then we move on to Finn Balor versus Constable Baron Corbin. I predict Baron Corbin's going to win just because Finn Balor has a really bad record, I believe, I think, at pay-per-views, especially after he got injured. And Baron Corbin being this big figure now, apparently, on Raw, I could see him losing to Finn Balor. The game, however, predicts that Finn Balor will get the victory. So we just have to wait and see. Then we move over to the United States Championship match, Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, I put down Jeff Hardy to win, to retain. Now, I've looked into this a little bit more. There's rumors that he's injured, needs time off, have a few surgeries done and whatnot. And to go along with that, the game predicts that Nakamura will take out the victory at this, for this match. I could be wrong. They could be wrong. He could still be the champion after this. But his title reign hasn't gone for that long. So I'd like to see the US title reign go on for that a little bit longer for Jeff Hardy. Next, we have a steel cage match, which is Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens. I predict Strowman's going to win. He is Mr. Money in the Bank. He needs momentum behind him. They need to continue showing that he is the dominant monster on Raw. Kevin Owens, he hasn't had much going for him lately. He could have that streak of luck in this match. I predict Strowman's going to win. The game predicts Kevin Owens will escape the cage and win this steel cage match. Next, we move to the tag team title realm. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, we have the Bludgeon Brothers, the champions, versus Team Hell No. I predict Team Hell No are going to come out with the victory. Saying that, I don't think that their title reign will last very long. Mainly because Kane is still off doing his, doing his thing, trying to be the something of Knoxville, something rather. He's doing off, un-WWE stuff. But Daniel Bryan is also one of the biggest things happening right now, still in WWE. So I could see them winning, losing it quickly, but I see them, again, taking out the victory. The game sees the Bludgeon Brothers retaining their titles. Then we move on to the Raw Tag Team titles, which has Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versing, funny enough, his brothers, or one of his brothers, in the B Team. Now, I put this down as the B Team winning. I really just want to see the B Team win. I don't think they're going to win, but it'd be pretty cool to see them win. The game sees Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt retaining their titles. Now we move on to the SmackDown Women's Championship. A non-Extreme Rules match, even though James Ellsworth will be up in the sky in a shark cage, so he can't interfere. With that said, I feel like something's going to happen and Carmella will come out on top again, meaning Asuka will have a second pay-per-view loss in a row. The game, obviously, I couldn't put Ellsworth in the cage above, but it also saw Carmella win and retain her title. Now we move on to the only Extreme Rules match at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. We see Alexa Bliss against Nia Jax for the Raw Women's Championship. I see Alexa Bliss taking this out. All of the different weapons behind her can definitely help her win. The game sees Nia Jax taking out the victory. The second last match on the card, obviously these aren't in order of what's going to happen at the on the night, but that's what I have it on screen as, is one of my matches I'm most looking forward to. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship in a 30-minute Iron Man match. I predict Dolph Ziggler will retain his title. It'll be hard fought, but I reckon that's what's going to happen. The game, however, I did it as a 15-minute Iron Man match. It saw a draw. I think it was two, two pins each, I believe. It had a draw, both men, you know, finishing the match in the same amount of pins. It'd be very interesting if that happens. So the game sees a draw happening. And finally, the only major world championship on the line, the WWE Championship, because, hey, where's Brock Lesnar? It's not even an Extreme Rules match or anything like that. It is just AJ Styles, the champion, versus Rusev. I would love to see hashtag Rusev Day take the victory, but I believe it's going to be AJ Styles, and the game thinks the same thing. Let me know your predictions in the comment section below, or you can tweet at me at ThatDMBGuy, or send me an email, bitsbytesbodyslams@gmail.com. That being said, we're going to move on to our closing segment, which is a little bit different this week. Instead of On This Day, it's called This Past Week. If you're a little bit confused, Dean, why are you doing This Past Week, not On This Day? Well, I thought because it's a pay-per-view episode, and for the next few pay-per-view episodes, I'll be doing This Past Week instead of On This Day. So usually On This Day is where I see all the biggest matches that happened on this day. So, for example, this is going out on July 15th, so I would only do July 15th matches. However, because it's a pay-per-view, it's a little bit bigger, so I'm going to do any match between July 9th and July 15th, Monday to Sunday. Now, I haven't put every single match that happened because it was literally like 12 pages long, but I put out some of my favorites. So starting off on July 9th, we have from last year's Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view, we have Brock Lesnar, the champion, the Universal Champion, defeating Samoa Joe via pinfall in the main event. Then we move back to 2001, on Raw, one of the matches on Raw, we had the APA defeating the champions, the Dudley Boys, and becoming the new WWF Tag Team Champions, again on Raw, 2001, July 9th. Moving on to July 10th, the main event of Raw in 2006 was a no disqualification handicap match. Eugene defeated Mr. McMahon and Shane McMahon. Again, main event of Raw 2006. Moving back to 2000, the main event of Raw in 2000, on July 10th, The Rock defeated a name we're not going to hear very often, Chris Benoit, via disqualification. And going all the way back, a little bit of history for you guys. The Madison Square Garden show in 1970, Bruno Sammartino defeated Crusher Verdu for the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. July 11th, the main event of Raw in 2017, saw AJ Styles and John Cena teaming up to defeat Kevin Owens and Rusev via pinfall. In 2006, we had a women's main event on Raw, where Sasha Banks defeated Dana Brooke via submission. Very cool right there. And in 2004, we had Vengeance, where Edge defeated once tag team partner Randy Orton for the Intercontinental Championship to become the new champion. July 12th, 2010. We had a 7-on-1 handicap match for the main event where Nexus defeated John Cena. And moving back to 1986, we had a Tornado Tag Steel Cage match for the main event at a Madison Square Garden show. Bruno Sammartino and Tito Santana defeated Adrian Adonia and Macho Man Randy Savage. To July 13th now. Moving back to 2007, this is pre-Women's Revolution, we had a women's main event. Tori Wilson defeated Victoria via countout. In 2001 SmackDown, we had a WWF Hardcore Championship match where Jeff Hardy became the new champion by defeating the champion at the time, Mike Awesome. In 1998 on Raw, for the WWF Tag Team Championships, Kane and Mankind became the new champions by defeating Billy Gunn and Road Dogg. July 14th. Well, we're almost finished, guys. Don't worry. SmackDown 2006, the championship was on the line. The US championship was on the line. Finlay defeated the once champion Bobby Lashley to become the new United States champion. Now, this is a pretty fun one. Money in the Bank 2013, we had both the SmackDown and Raw Money in the Bank matches. For SmackDown, Damian Sandow defeated Cesaro, Cody Rhodes, Dean Ambrose, Fandango, Jack Swagger, and Wade Barrett to become the new Mr. Money in the Bank for SmackDown. And on Raw sides of things, Randy Orton defeated CM Punk, Christian, Daniel Bryan, RVD, and Sheamus to become Raw's Mr. Money in the Bank. Moving back to July 14th, 1997, Dude Love and Steve Austin defeated David Boy Smith and Owen Hart to become the new WWF Tag Team Champions. Fun one for you. July 14th, 1986, we saw King of the Ring, the pay-per-view, happen once again. The main event was Harley Race versus Pedro Morales. That was the finals of the King of the Ring tournament. Harley Race had to defeat George the Animal Steel and Billy Jack Haynes to get into the final because he had one bye in between there. And Pedro Morales had to defeat Rudy Diamond, Mike Rotundo, and Nikolai Volkov to get into the final. The final match should happen, and Harley Race did defeat Pedro Morales, again, one match less than Pedro, to get into that final to become the new King of the Ring. The main event that night, however, was David Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid defeating Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine to retain the WWF Tag Team Championship. And finally, July 15th, the Money in the Bank 2012 pay-per-view happened on July 15th. So again, a SmackDown and a Raw Money in the Bank matches did happen, where on SmackDown side, Dolph Ziggler defeated Christian, Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Santino Marella, Sin Cara, Tensai, and Tyson Kidd to become Mr. Money in the Bank on SmackDown. And on Raw sides, I think a much smaller match, John Cena defeated Chris Jericho, Kane, The Big Show is what I wrote, The Big Show, and The Miz to become Mr. Money in the Bank on Raw. And finally, 2002, we had two title changes on Raw. Johnny Stamboli defeated Bradshaw to become the new Hardcore Champion. And shortly after, Bradshaw defeated Johnny Stamboli via pinfall to become, again, the Hardcore Champion. Well, guys, that was it for this podcast, this pay-per-view episode of Bits, Bytes, and Body Slams. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, be sure to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the five-star button, whatever it is on your platform of choice. Please do think about at least hitting those buttons. Help me get the channel, help me get the podcast. Until the next one, though, keep on body slamming. I gotta go get a lot more water. My throat, this is crazy. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.